Relationships. Is it time now to sit back and reflect on a life well lived? Maybe. Or
coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-247-1146. 800-247-1146. Again, that's 800-247-1146.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News. I'm Wayne Cabot. Vice President J.D. Vance at the border in Eagle Pass, Texas, on the need to move U.S. troops there.
The drone technology that the cartels are using requires, unfortunately, a military response and military support. So it was important for Secretary Hegseth to see what's going on.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard aboard that chopper flyover near San Antonio. Stocks rose today. After 2 days of losses, the market rallied after President Trump granted a one-month delay for the tariffs on automakers whose cars comply with the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Automaker stocks jumping following the announcement. Stellantis closing up more than 9%, Ford up more than 5%, GM up more than 7%. Power's out to more than 100,000 homes and businesses across the South and Mid-Atlantic from a line of thunderstorms so severe, airlines have canceled flights by the hundreds this afternoon. This is ABC News. Avalanche in Alaska. Three skiers overtaken by a wall of snow. ABC's Alex Stone reports.
It was a large avalanche near Girdwood, about 40 miles south of Anchorage. Girdwood is a skiing capital of Alaska. Three adult heliskiers were caught as the snow came down. Guides from a heliskiing operation tried to get to them but could not when avalanche beacons indicated they were buried 40 to 100 feet down in the snow. The area is under an extreme avalanche risk and Alaska State Troopers have not been able to get to them. It's believed to be a recovery and not a rescue. Alex Stone, ABC News.
An Uber driver in Philadelphia noticed the passenger in the back was sweating, really sweating. The driver, Tara Sevier, said, "Are you okay?" Just as the passenger passed out, Zavir called 911. The operator walked him through 6 to 8 minutes of CPR until medics arrived. Doctors would later diagnose it as a brain hemorrhage. The driver's fast work may have saved the man's life. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
There are lots of reasons to get excited for spring. Warmer weather, get-togethers, and now new spring arrivals from your favorite brands at Macy's. Even more exciting, refresh your beauty routine at our Buy More, Save More event. Pick up new skincare, makeup, and fragrances from Estee Lauder, Valentino, MAC, and more. And save $30 with every $150 you spend. The more you spend, the more you save. Don't wait. Beauty deals this good won't last long. Hurry into Macy's tomorrow. Savings off regular price beauty and fragrance. Exclusions apply.
Gain Super Flings are here to take your laundry to the next level.
Talking about Gain Super Flings. Super size laundry packs. These things are huge. Super fresh, super clean. Gain Super Flings.
Gain Super Flings laundry packs have 4 times the Oxi cleaning power and 3 times the Febreze freshness versus Gain Original Liquid.
Super fresh, super clean. Gain Super Flings.
Gain Super Flings for next level laundry.
The look of the Irish. The Shamrock Shake is here again at McDonald's. Treat yourself to a creamy vanilla soft serve, swirled with shamrock syrup and topped with delicious whipped topping. And here's the sweetest part. When you purchase a Shamrock Shake, we'll donate 25 cents to benefit local Ronald McDonald's House Charities programs. So come to a participating McDonald's, enjoy a Shamrock Shake, and spread a little green cheer to families who need it most.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Becoming mostly clear tonight with the wind dying down and a low in the mid-teens. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high upper 30s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for Friday, high in the mid-30s, then sun and 40s for the weekend. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free, from BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. Right now it's 27.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Wisconsin voters go to the polls April 1st to select a new state Supreme Court justice and state superintendent of public instruction. Marquette Law School Director Charles Franklin says just 39% have heard or read a lot about the Supreme Court race, and only 18% have heard a lot about the state superintendent's election. A former security guard at a Milwaukee high school is accused of placing a hidden camera in a girl's locker room. A warrant's been issued for 41-year-old Fernando Bustos. Investigators say the former police officer recorded over 400 videos at Cristo Rey Jesuit High School. Attorney General Josh Call is again asking for increased funding for Wisconsin's crime labs. Call hosted a tour for legislators at the Milwaukee Crime Lab on Tuesday. He wants $2.7 million out of the state budget to go towards staffing the labs. Wisconsin Radio Network.
If you recently lost health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Marcus when he lost his job. And Keisha when she turned 26.
Happy birthday!
And lost her parents' insurance. And Elena when she went off Medicaid. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Chances are, with the tricky road conditions caused by snow, sleet, and ice, you could end up getting a dent, ding, or bang on your car this winter. If you do, there's only one name to trust for quality auto repair. That's JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. JKO Auto Body uses factory replacement parts and paint, so you know your vehicle is back to factory specifications and that the repairs will last. JKO works with all insurance companies, too. If your vehicle gets a dent, ding, or bang this winter, get it repaired at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. And Tech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service, Durand. And the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. A Minnesota man has died from his injuries after a one-vehicle accident in Martell Township on February 12th. According to the Pepin County Sheriff's Department, 42-year-old Andrew Thompson of St. Paul passed away yesterday due to his injuries. On February 12th, Thompson lost control of his vehicle on Highway 63 and struck a tree. A New Richmond man has been arrested after his wife was found dead in rural Polk County. According to New Richmond police, officers were sent to the home of Gordon and Mary Lasco for a possible domestic disturbance and welfare check on Mary. She wasn't found at the home, but officers found her dead in a rural area. Gordon Lasco was arrested and has been charged with first-degree intentional homicide, strangulation, and hiding a corpse. A Birchwood clinic is closing with plans to merge with a new Rice Lake facility. North Lake says the facility opened in January and the Birchwood clinic would be fully moved in by June. The clinic says it will work with patients who are concerned about transportation to the new location. The Rice Lake facility will be expanded and offer services including behavioral health, dentistry, speech therapy, and pediatric physical therapy by early this summer. Starting May 7th, anyone over the age of 18 who would like to travel will need to have a real ID. Officials from the Wisconsin DMV and TSA held a news conference yesterday. Officials said over 60% of Wisconsin residents already have updated to the real ID. To know if you have a real ID, look for the star at the top right-hand corner of your ID. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture is proposing to manage spongy moth infestations this summer in Winona County. Spongy moths are ranked among America's most destructive tree pests and can cause significant environmental and economic impacts. The leaf-eating insects have been attributed to millions of dollars in damage to forests across the nation. You're listening to WRDN News.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
An Elk Mound business owner was sentenced to a year in federal prison for not paying federal employment taxes. According to the Department of Justice, between 2017 and 2021, Deanna Hines, owner of Jade Excavation and Trucking, deducted nearly $400,000 in federal employment taxes, but kept the money for herself. Along with the prison sentence, Hines was ordered to pay $482,000 in restitution. A barn and meat shop are a total loss after a fire in Bloomer. According to Bloomer Fire Department, firefighters responded to the fire at 19533 Highway 40 early Monday morning. When crews arrived, they found the barn and meat shop engulfed. Both were a total loss. A home on the property was not damaged. The La Crosse City Planning Commission Committee has taken the Monitor Street Fire Station off of the surplus list. That means for the time being, the property will not be sold, then the La Crosse Fire Department can use the station for storage. This will be a big resource for the department because Station 3 will be under new renovations. Once Station 3 is completed, the commission will then declare the surplus on the Monitor Street location. Legislation authored by Dodgeville Republican Tom Novak and Senate President Mary Velkowski is named after Cole Schmitnick, who died from an asthma attack after he couldn't afford his inhaler when the out-of-pocket price increased nearly $500. Larry Crowley, a pharmacist in South Central Wisconsin, says he's witnessed patients facing exorbitant copays for medications that they cannot afford and then are forced into impossible decisions about their health. Novak and Velkowski say the legislation will lower drug costs, increase transparency, and increase pharmacy safety and access. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
The March for Meals campaign is back for another year. This is put on by the Eau Claire County Aging and Disability Resource Center. March for Meals supports Meals on Wheels, who receive their funding from the Older Americans Act and donations from participants who receive services. The campaign adds additional funds for the program. If you would like to make a donation for March for Meals, call the Aging and Disability Resource Center. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Doug. Gridley Moo, we don't have much time. This Liberty ad is already almost over. We only have a few precious seconds to remind people to customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual.
Okay.
Well, I guess we had more time than I thought.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Let's talk about an ugly word. Debt. I'm Navy veteran Phil Briggs, and at my lowest point, I was drowning in credit card debt until I turned to Navy Federal Credit Union. Their cash rewards and cash rewards plus cards now offer a 0% intro APR on credit card balance transfers for 12 months. So dominate your debt with Navy Federal Credit Union, where our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA after the intro rate expires. Variable APRs are 14.9% to 18% based on credit worthiness. Rates are subject to change. ATM fees for cash advances are up to $1 at non-Navy Federal ATMs. Offer ends March 31st, 2025.
NASCAR responds to antitrust claims. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. Brought to you by eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Kyle Larson.
I'm David Grell.
Hi, I'm Donnie Schott.
This is Brian Brown.
This is Danny Dietrich.
Wing Nation is your go-to destination for all the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. This is Steve Post, Aaron Evernham, Ashley Strummy, and I will have all the latest news, insights, and conversations on Wing Nation's YouTube or Facebook pages, or listen and download and subscribe to Wing Nation on any podcast platform.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation. Wing Nation. All sprint cars, all the time.
NASCAR's legal team has responded to claims by 2311 Racing, Front Row Motorsports, and Curtis Polk that the sanctioning body is a monopolistic enterprise, stating that the suit is without merit. Officials contend the new seven-year agreement signed by 32 of 36 teams is fair and equitable, proven by two things. The teams receive increased revenue, including a rise in media rights, from 25% to 49%, and that teams are continuing to buy charters at ever-increasing prices, including 2311 and Front Row. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Former Packers kicker Mason Crosby has informed the team today that he'll retire with the Packers. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Crosby played in Green Bay for 16 seasons, 258 regular season games, and 23 playoff games, and ranks number one in franchise history and career points. Big Ten Women's Tournament is underway in Indianapolis, with Minnesota facing Washington this afternoon. Rutgers and Nebraska follow, and then it's the Badgers capping off the night with a matchup against the Iowa Hawkeyes. 12th-ranked Badger men have two games left, starting tonight with a matchup at Minnesota against the Golden Gophers, 7:30 the tip time on BTN. 20th-ranked Marquette also on the road in Big East play. They square off against UConn at 7:30. That one is on FS1. Bucks shoot for their fourth straight win. They host the Dallas Mavericks at Fiserv Forum. In Cactus League baseball, Brewers playing two against the White Sox today. They also officially sign left-handed pitcher Jose Quintana and move pitcher D.L. Hall to the 60-day DL. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
Auto repair bills are through the roof. $3,000 to replace the transmission, $4,000 for a blown engine. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all out of pocket. You need an Endurance Auto Protection Plan. No matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done at the certified mechanic of your choice, and they're paid directly with no middleman. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, lockout services, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Act now and get our elite benefits, including complete tire care and key fob replacement, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again, so call now for your free quote. Call 800-380-9012. 800-380-9012. Again, that's 800-380-9012.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. 2025 marks a historic year for Wisconsin's state park system. Interstate Park, Wisconsin's oldest park in the system, was established in 1900, overlooking the scenic St. Croix River. More details about the important anniversary of Wisconsin's state park system when we return.
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Welcome back. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting the public to celebrate the 125th anniversary of the Wisconsin State Park System by learning about its history of outdoor recreation, tourism, and stewardship. During the past 125 years, the Badger State's park system has grown in both size and opportunity to meet the needs of Wisconsinites and visitors. Governor Tony Evers proclaimed 2025 the Wisconsin State Park System 125th anniversary across the state, and he invites Wisconsinites to join the occasion. The milestone will be observed in day-to-day operations across the more than 120 properties that make up the state park system. Most 125th anniversary events are free to attend, but require a Wisconsin State Park and Forest vehicle admission pass. Learn more about this anniversary at the DNR website. Go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search 125 years. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-517-9383. That's 800-517-9383. 800-517-9383.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Becoming mostly clear tonight with the wind dying down and a low in the mid-teens. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high upper 30s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for Friday, high in the mid-30s, then sun and 40s for the weekend. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free, from BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. Right now it's 27.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel final bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as we get ready to commute back from Denver and Commodity Classic that wrapped up yesterday. Markets, of course, we'll talk a little weather action. Not as big of a focus weather-wise, but we know there was some weather turmoil in parts of the Midwest, but also the continued talk of what's happening tariff-wise. Now, many are wondering, is this tariff's going to start to take a back seat? We're going to get all the details today as we break down today's market action. David Erickson joining us. He's with Ag Optimus out of Akron, Iowa. And I think we need to kind of kick it off there. Yesterday, obviously, the tariffs went into effect. We had the State of the Union address going on. So let's kind of start there. As you look at those two factors, how much do you see that as a market weighing today?
Well, you know, as far as today goes, I would say that the market is starting to shake a lot of that information off. And, you know, probably in in anticipation that we are going to come to an agreement with both Mexico and China that is a little more tapered than what it looked like beforehand. You know, earlier in the week, it sounded like we were, you know, just going to play this largest game of chicken, which we have not come to an agreement yet. So I could be wrong that the agreement is going to be a little more subtle than what it looked like. But I think the market is anticipating that. It's very interesting when you look at a corn chart, or especially the fact that we, you know, spent the first 2 months climbing up in the corn, and then we were able to take all that off, all that progress off, in the matter of less than a week. So, pretty interesting moves that we've seen kind of across the board, and it's all been tied to these tariffs. That's all that anyone really wants to talk about right now, and rightfully so, because that does have a large impact on the global trade scale overall.
Well, you know, and there are some meetings that are underway today. I understand the president's having some conversations with Trudeau, and then going to be working with the president in Mexico. So there's kind of a glimmer of hope that maybe something might take place, or at least optimism.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a little bit of optimism, but if, you know, the past meetings that the president has held within the past week have told us anything, it's that perhaps it's only a glimmer, and that he is not here. You know, I will say that he is not here to play nice. He has an agenda, and he is going to try and push that agenda in the best way that he sees fit. And it's a little bit of a refreshing stance, I would say, overall. You know, regardless of what side of the aisle you're sitting on, or, you know, who you supported or who you voted for, to see someone stand in there with a backbone, it's kind of refreshing. So we're just going to have to see if this works, or if, you know, all the other countries are expecting politics as normal, and it has to get a little more murky. Now, one thing that I will say is President Trump tries to remind all of us that we need to be able to see the forest through the trees, and as agricultural producers, going through what we went through over the past week and a half with this basic nosedive across all of the ag markets, it's really tough to do. It, you know, I sit in this chair, and as a producer of a lot of these products, and yeah, it's really tough to stomach, and sometimes you kind of lose sight of that. But in the long run, you know, the president has told us that, hey, it's going to be a better deal across the board, but we'll have to wait and see.
So at what point then, David, does the weather start to kind of take the front driver's seat and tariffs at least step back just a smidge as we focus going forward?
Yeah, that is a great question, Susan. I would say overall, you know, after these talks that are scheduled to happen between the United States and Canada and the United States and Mexico, we'll get a little more light as to if we are going to be able to come to an agreement, or perhaps the two sides are further apart. But at the end of the day, I will say this, that, you know, the weather in South America looks, you know, it's still not overly favorable. And I think that the market should be paying a little more attention to that overall. And, you know, from an export standpoint, you know, tariffs aside and trade wars aside, you know, which is really hard to ignore, as that's at the forefront, and you can turn on basically any news outlet right now, and that's what they're going to be talking about at some point in time within their programming. But, you know, our corn is still the cheapest show in town. So our corn still looks, you know, people should, if they have an appetite for, you know, corn exports, they should at least consider the United States overall. And, you know, the balance sheet for the United States, you know, looks, it's not like we are on the verge of a shortage by any means, but it is it is definitely tight, and it probably suggests prices a little higher than where we're priced right now.
I know many folks were hoping, when you talk any sort of snowstorm, especially in March, it's like, woohoo, it's going to be lots of moisture. And that's not always the story, especially right now.
Yeah, you know, we did get a little bit of weather that came across, and yeah, we needed it. You know, whatever moisture that we were able to glean out of it is definitely welcome, and will probably, I would say a lot of it, especially here locally where I'm located, a lot of it will go into the ground just because, you know, we had such warm temperatures there for a while. You know, there's still probably a little bit of frost in the ground, but
we've got a lot more coming up as we get ready here for the second half of the Channel Final Bell, still on location for today, thanks to Mother Nature. It is the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Our conversation does continue with David Erickson. Of course, he's with Ag Optimus out of Akron, Iowa. Obviously, on the front half, we talked a lot about the tariffs from a grain perspective. From a livestock perspective, I know it's probably stronger of an issue for pork versus beef, but what is your takeaway as we really start to see some talk negotiations taking place?
Yeah, you are exactly right. I mean, the tariffs are the biggest focus is probably with, I would say, Mexico. And when it comes to looking at Mexico, I would say that it is the biggest thing is that we are looking at the pork. When you look at all of the countries involved in the tariffs overall, the trade balance is pretty equal overall on the cattle / beef side, with, you know, the United States probably importing a little more beef than what they export overall. But there's a real big trade imbalance when you're looking at the export side of things. You know, the United States doesn't import a lot of pork and or live swine. We do import some from Canada overall, but there's a real big trade imbalance. So that is a avenue or a gateway for a lot of our production to go out the door and leave the country. And if that door is to shut even a little bit, yeah, we're going to be dealing with a glut of supply, something similar that we're dealing with in the cattle overall right now. So that has to be the number one thing. But right now, to kind of spin back to our first segment, you know, when do we kind of shift our focus? It feels like, especially in the livestock market, that we've kind of shifted our focus away from the tariffs for now, assuming that something major doesn't happen to the negative side of things. But it feels like we have kind of shifted our focus away from that. And, you know, the market is paying a little more attention to perhaps the technicals, and there's a little bit of money flow that seems like it's coming into the market, which, you know, once had kind of moved to the sidelines for a minute. So we'll just have to keep an eye on that overall. But, you know, as far as the cattle go, I would say the fundamentals don't look all that great. The packer has been trying to do their best to, you know, perk up beef prices a little bit, and we've shown some signs where they've been able to do that, but not on a consistent basis overall. So that's kind of the biggest missing piece, I think, on the cattle side of things.
So do you think, and I'm just going to stick my neck out on this, do you think that a bottom may be in place or darn close to it for this cattle market?
Yeah, it definitely feels that way. I, you know, coming into the day, I was thinking that, you know, we had seen a little bit of a bottom, but we were kind of at a pretty important inflection point, and we were able to get above our 20-day moving average in the April live cattle today. Now the next hurdle is going to be our 40-day moving average, And if we're able to get above that, I would definitely say that a bottom is in place and we are looking at some serious recovery levels. But that is still something that remains to be seen. And, you know, we'll have to see what the backer wants to do on the cash side of things when it comes to this week. I think coming into the week and early this week, the way the market was trading, that a lot of people suspected that cash would be, you know, steady at best, perhaps, and most likely a little bit lower than a week ago. But given the action that we've experienced over the past couple of days, I would think that a lot of producers that do have cattle that are for sale are going to be looking for a little bit of higher money. And we'll see if the packer is willing to pay up for them or, you know, if they are just going to say no thanks. We'll wait and see what next week brings.
So what do we need to be keeping an eye on beyond what we kind of chatted about today? Is there any other key factors that could weigh in for some importance for the rest of the week for this market?
Well, I think that, to kind of tie it all together, I think the biggest thing that we need to be paying attention to is the slaughter weights. And slaughter weights for a long time have been well above where they were, in previous years. And they have not come down, even with a lot of people pulling cattle ahead or selling cattle earlier than what they normally would have.
All right, we covered a lot of great things today. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can reach me at my phone number, 712-435-7402, or you can look us up on the intranet at agoptimus.com. That's agoptimus.com. And, I put a few things out on Twitter at David B. Erickson, E-R-I-C-S-O-N. And, love to chat. If you have any questions or don't agree with anything that I said, I take all comments.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much, David. David Erickson joining us today. The Channel Final Bell is brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at primerealtymidwest.com.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, engineering high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. As the calendar flipped to March, the USDA has finalized spring crop insurance prices for the 2025 growing season. With corn set at $4.70 per bushel and beans at $10.54, farmers now have a benchmark for their risk management strategies. I'll have more details when we return.
This episode of Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. For more than 70 years and three generations, Strauss has manufactured high-performance German-engineered workwear, work boots, and safety equipment. The company's ostrich logo has become a proud symbol of excellence recognized by farmers around the globe. Need extra comfortable bibs? Strauss has them. What about work pants that have been tested to be 5 times stronger than your standard canvas pants? Strauss has those too. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job, whether you're working in the fields, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, then harvest your potential and look for the ostrich. Prepare for the next growing season and grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com. Last week, the USDA released its final crop insurance pricing for 2025, setting the revenue projection levels that many farmers rely on. This year, the spring projected price for corn is $4.70 per bushel. That's up 4 cents from last year.
while the soybean price was significantly lower at $10.54 per bushel. That's down a dollar and a penny from 2024. These projected prices are determined by averaging the daily closing prices of December corn and November soybean futures through the month of February. The system is designed so that insurance coverage reflects real market conditions at the time farmers are making planting decisions. These prices will serve as the foundation for revenue protection policies, helping producers secure a minimum level of income in the case of falling prices or yield losses. Most row crop farmers opt for revenue protection insurance, selecting coverage levels between 70 and 85%. With corn insurance prices mostly steady to last year, protection levels for corn will remain similar to last year as well. But with beans down more than a dollar from 2024, farmers will bear a greater share of potential losses if prices decline further. For example, with an 80% coverage policy, indemnities would kick in if corn prices dropped below $3.76 per bushel. For soybeans, however, that trigger price is $8.44. But with soybean production costs averaging $625 per acre and break-even prices projected at around $11.90 per bushel, farmers will need strong yields or a price rally to turn a profit. Beyond insurance coverage, farmers should also consider additional risk management strategies. Historical trends suggest that futures prices often rally in the late spring and summer months as weather concerns gear up. University of Illinois analysts suggest keeping an eye on seasonal highs and using option strategies to lock in price floors. Every farmer should take a look at the tools available and determine the best way to manage their risks for the year ahead. I'll have more when we come back.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
With spring planting getting closer across the country, farmers are planning out their risk management strategies for the year ahead. With the spring price released for crop insurance programs and increased costs likely throughout the growing season, it's the perfect time to protect whatever margin you can on your operation. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss. Clothing designed to be tools you can wear. Learn more at Strauss.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Becoming mostly clear tonight with the wind dying down and a low in the mid-teens. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high upper 30s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for Friday, high in the mid-30s, then sun and 40s for the weekend. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free, from BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. Right now it's 27.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You were the first thing that I thought of when I thought I drank you off my mind. When I get lost in the liquor, you're the only one I find. If I did things I ought to, still would not be mine. So I keep a tight grip on the bottle, getting loose and killing time. This killing time.
Said I'm a whiskey drinking cowboy chasing hell of a time. I like Kenny, Keith, Allen, and Patsy Cline. I'm a full grown queen bee looking for honey. Hi-hoo-hoo, I'll play something country. City, said I shaved my legs, I paid my money. Hi-woo-hoo, play something country. Hi-woo-hoo, I'll play something country. Crank up the band, play the steel guitar. Hank it up a little, let's rock this bar. Threw back a shot, yelled, I'm a George Strait junkie. Hi-woo-hoo, play something country. Play something country. Well, the bartender, yeah, y'all, it's closing time. She got this wild look on her face and said, your truck or mine? I know a place down the road, it's kind of funky. Hi-hoo-hoo, all out in the country. Play something country. Crank up the band, play the steel guitar. Hang it up a little, let's rock this bar. Threw back a shot, yelled, I'm a George Strait junkie. Hi-woo-hoo, play something country. Hi-woo-hoo, now play something country.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
When you told me that you loved me, I believed every single word you said. Then you showed me that you didn't mean it, that you loved somebody else instead. I know you've got a right to find someone new. Oh, I've got a right. Like I never felt before. Yes, I should have seen the warning. I was busy coming back for more. I know you got a right to change your mind. Well, I've got a right.
Alabama, a Dixieland delight. Kissing me like molasses, slow and sweet, just right. She's an endless all year summer, yeah, sunshine 365. When she forgets the punchline, it still gets me every time. 'Cause I love every little, every little, every little thing about her. Love, and just a little, just a little, just a little ain't enough. I gotta get her, gotta get her, need a little more of all she does. I'm all hung up, 'cause I love every little, every little, every little thing about her love. Sunday morning, wild like Saturday night. She's 24 karat goodness, and angels all I see. She dresses up for everything, but she only dressed down for me. And I love everybody's dream girl, but she's all mine. And I love every little, every little, every little thing about her. Love, just a little, just a little, just a little ain't enough. I gotta get her, gotta get her, get a little more of what she does. I'm all hung up, 'cause I love every little, every little, every little.
To back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Trying to get over you.
dying to get it
Motorboating.